TikTok bites back. Good morning, I'm Leanna Byrne, and thank you for tuning in to the Marketplace Morning Report. And we're coming to you live from the BBC World Service. Our top story is, of course, TikTok. The big news yesterday was that it could be banned in the US unless the app's Chinese owner sells its American operations. And it's because US lawmakers say TikTok's owner, ByteDance, has links with the Chinese Communist Party, something denied by the company and TikTok. Now, TikTok's Singaporean chief executive, Shou Zi Chew, has reacted on TikTok, naturally. And he says the platform is important for small businesses and vowed to fight the plans.
This bill gives more power to a handful of other social media companies. It will also take billions of dollars out of the pockets of creators and small businesses. It will put more than 300,000 American jobs at risk, and it will take away your TikTok. We know how important TikTok is to all of you. It has given our 170 million users a platform to freely express themselves, and has empowered more than 7 million businesses in the United States. Our platform matters to the small business owners who rely on TikTok to make ends meet. We will not stop fighting and advocating for you. We will continue to do all we can, including exercising our legal rights, to protect this amazing platform that we have built with you.
That was Shou Zi Chew, CEO of TikTok. So what's the reaction from China? Here's the BBC's China media analyst, Kerry Allen.
I've been reading lots of really strong lines in Chinese media this week. For example, the National Global Times newspaper was criticising that the vote was even taking place. It said that scrutiny of the platform demonstrated the US's ugly behaviour, and it saw the vote as a way of the US seizing TikTok and taking it by force from China. It's clear that Chinese social media users are not happy at all. One Weibo user says that the vote has left them speechless, and another says that if the US does take ownership of TikTok, that will be blatant robbery of the platform. I think it's worth mentioning that we have been here before. Back in 2020, former President Donald Trump signed a presidential order directing ByteDance, the parent company of TikTok, to sell off the social media platform within 90 days or face a ban. And at that time, TikTok's founder, Jiang Yiming, was heavily criticised in China for suggesting that he might divest TikTok's US operations. He did eventually step down as chief executive of the firm. And there are people who think that that was because he had shown weakness and not had the courage to stand up to the US. They felt that he had never recovered from Chinese backlash to this suggestion. Now, what I'm seeing today is many Chinese social media users expressing confidence that China will not sell off its US TikTok operations. But what they do think is that now it's only a matter of time before TikTok leaves the US. And they are conscious that this could have a snowball effect, with other countries, particularly those in the West, looking to ban TikTok as well, if the US does so.
Kerry Allen there. Now, let's do the numbers. Apple's Taiwanese supplier Foxconn posted fourth quarter results of $1.6 billion, up 23% from the previous quarter. The company says it expects its revenues to go up a lot in 2024 after a slow start to the year. That's because there's a big demand for AI servers. Bitcoin is hitting all-time highs even today. At one point, it hit $73,800. But why? And what have exchange traded funds got to do with it? Let's speak to Emily Nicole, crypto reporter at Bloomberg. Hello.
Hi.
Emily, first of all, what is an exchange traded fund?
An exchange traded fund is a type of product that you can buy and invest into on a stock exchange. What it will do typically is track the price of another asset or a basket of assets. And in the case of Bitcoin here, we're talking about a version of something that's listed on a stock exchange like the New York Stock Exchange, where it'll track the price of Bitcoin as it goes up and down. And so if you're an investor in it, the value of what you hold in that exchange traded fund would go up and down in the same way, even if, you know, the actual value itself doesn't match the exact price of Bitcoin.
So then explain to me what this flow of money into these exchange traded funds is doing to Bitcoin.
For every person that buys into these funds, eventually, you know, there'll be enough there that they have to be able to buy Bitcoin to support what they've been buying. You know, it should eventually look a bit like a one-to-one holding. So for the amount of shares that have been issued in the fund, there's an equivalent amount of Bitcoin stored somewhere to support it. Otherwise, the fund itself can kind of get out of track with the price of Bitcoin and you stop getting that benefit of the up and down matching it. So as people have been piling into these ETFs and buying more shares, funds themselves have been having to go back to the market and buy Bitcoin to support it. So it's increasing demand in the market, and that supply squeeze is creating a bit of a value add.
And it's not just Bitcoin, it's having an effect on other cryptocurrencies too.
Yeah, so it's kind of extrapolating out a little bit, but if you think about the ETFs as a signal of people wanting to get into crypto more broadly, that's made people who invest in cryptocurrencies directly, you know, buying it on crypto exchanges, more excited about the space, thinking that that demand will spill over elsewhere as well. Perhaps people who have bought ETFs might have then thought, oh, maybe I could go buy some of it myself. And so other cryptocurrencies besides Bitcoin have also been rising in tandem. We've seen Ether, the second largest cryptocurrency, go up as well to new record highs, and even smaller coins are getting bigger. Joke cryptocurrencies known as meme coins, things like Dogecoin and Dog with Hat and Pepe, they're all going up too. So it's a sign of speculation coming back into the market.
Emily Nicole at Bloomberg, thank you so much for joining us on Marketplace.
Thank you.
And finally, Terry Turbo Burrows is the man who had held the fastest window cleaning record for 29 years. But he's not alone at the top anymore. His daughter, Alicia Burrows, has shattered her own record. She posted a time of 16.13 seconds, beating the previous women's record by 0.15 seconds. She's obviously a glass act. And that's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. James Graham is our producer today. Joe Critcher is our editor. And I'm Leanna Byrne. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.